A big event coming up down in Portland this weekend. It's the Maine Comic and Toy Con. Three amazing days of pure geek fun going on Saturday and Sunday. And one of the performers there is back again to talk with us. We welcome in the talented actor Jason Marsden. Jason, thanks for being with us.
I can't believe you wanted me to come back.
Well,
here I am.
Here's what happened. The last time you were here, you were in studio and I was gone. I was on the road. And so Carrie and Bruce said, you know, you got to talk to Jason. He's a great guy.
Well, you know, there's no acquiring for taste, but I'm glad that you guys brought me back. I'm glad to be here. I'm looking forward to coming back to the show.
Yeah. So, boy, you do these cons and it's amazing the response that people get. What is it about that community of fans that makes them so loyal?
Gosh, I think it's a community, you know. They show up and they meet their like-minded friends who like this show or that comic book, or they like to dress like this. Usually, you know, in your neighborhood, you're kind of like the weirdo, the oddball. But but under these convention ceilings, we're all weirdos and oddballs together.
Will, now you had Jason up here in Bangor. How excited are you to get him back down for the inaugural Maine Comic and Toy Con?
Yeah, I mean, so it's funny you ask that, Carrie. Jay and I have talked about this a lot. Mars came up for a halfway con for us that, you know, at the time we had done in a Legion Hall in Brewer. So for now, you know, being in, you know, having Bangor, we've got the Cross Insurance Center. You know, to be able to come down here to Portland and have the arena and have Aura for panels and just show him how far we've come.
Yeah.
You know, for us, it's almost like, you know, a do-over to be able to, give him a great show. And, you know, Mars has always been so good to us, and we're so excited that, you know, he's coming back up and bringing Remy. And it's going to be a great time. So we're very excited to have Mars back up.
I mean, it's been months of planning getting this up and running, maybe even years being the first time as you're doing the one in Portland. How anxious is it getting now that you're like within 48 hours?
Yeah, it's wild. Like, you know, yeah, like Jay was just saying, we announced this a year ago. You know, we wrapped up our last show and did a big video announcement saying, hey guys, like, you know, we're expanding down to Portland. Like, we can't wait to get down there next year. And it feels like yesterday it was just the beginning of April. And then, like, me and Jay were talking Saturday, and we're like, crap, we've been down here since Tuesday, yesterday, doing radio and news and promo and meeting with a bunch of different local businesses. And, you know, it's just crazy. Like, wow, like, this month has just flown by to think that tomorrow we technically move into the venue and have load in and
setting up the tables, vendors start moving in.
Yeah.
Well, now, y'all can't see this
all
because
the guests start coming in, so.
We're kind of doing this on Zoom, but to show like how stressful everything is. Like, I've known Will for years, and he has this long, luxurious, curly hair. Right now, he doesn't. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
The stress of the con, but it's okay. It'll grow back overnight. It'll be great.
Come back.
So we're talking with Jason Marsden. Man, I went through your IMDb page, and you may be the busiest man in show business. So this the work that you do. The voiceover work, it is, look, from the outside, it looks easy, but I know it's not as easy as it seems, and there's a lot to it. And to be able to create so many distinctive voices, when did you know this was going to be a great career path for you?
Oh, gosh, man. I mean, I started as a kid. I'm from Rhode Island originally, and my parents moved us over to Los Angeles, and they got me into a workshop. They got me to an agent, and I've always been watching cartoons, and I'm an only child, so I would often play alone, and I'd have to make sure the action figures had to sound just like the cartoons I was watching. So my training was always Saturday morning cartoons, and I just sort of fell into it, man, and I've been very, very fortunate to still sustain a career doing it 37 years later.
Now, you've also done a ton of live action work as well, and you worked with a friend of our show that we loved having him on a few years ago. What was it like working with the great William Daniels when you did Boy Meets World?
Bill Daniels, it was intimidating, man. I mean, like, I loved him from a Knight Rider, you know, the voice of the car.
Right.
You know, being around his prowess was fantastic. I'm glad. And he does cons all over the place. He's still kicking it. He and his wife traveling all over the planet doing appearances because of Boy Meets World.
Jay and Will, who else? You got Jason there. And look, that's enough to draw the people. But who else is on the docket for this weekend?
Man, we got so Daniel Harris is joining us, another Boy Meets World alum. Philip Glasser, another one as well, voice of Fightful. We got Steve Aggie coming. We got Kane Hodder, you know, in the horror realm. Everybody loves Kane. Ryan Hurst is saving our butts last minute here, helping us out, coming in clutch there. Who else we got?
Yeah, David Howard Thornton. Probably like the biggest, you know, one of the biggest names in horror right now with Art the Clown. Yep. We've got Rachel McFarlane, another one of Mars's friends. From
reunion for Mars over here.
Yeah, so we're just having like the Mars reunion show.
Kellen Goff.
We've got Mike McFarlane. Trina Nishimura. David Matronga, Steve Agee. Yeah, I think we've got 17 total celebrity guests.
Yeah.
Over 100 vendors, 35 plus artists. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Starting Friday 3 o'clock. Yep. Saturday, Sunday, 9 o'clock. You got escape room games and stuff, you guys?
Yeah, so Saturday, Sunday, we start at 10. But yeah, we've got Winterhouse Gaming, Clark loved those guys. They've got a massive setup now. They do, like 30 different systems, virtual reality, racing simulators. And then we've got our friends up in Bangor called the Bangor Escape Rooms. And they're coming down and doing a pop-up escape room for the show.
Seagulls attacking us. Yeah, we're gonna attack them under balcony.
But the Bangor Escape Rooms, they're doing a half an hour, you know, abbreviated pop up escape room, running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it'll be another really cool addition to the event. We've got Star Wars cosplayers,
the 501st, the Rebel Alliance, and the Wampa Clan will be there this weekend, all dressed up, hanging out with everybody.
A jam packed weekend for sure.
Yeah, after party on Saturday night at Aura.
Jason, you mentioned you've been doing this for 37 years now. So when you're at these cons, when people are coming up, do you have a pretty good guess as to what they may be remembering you from or what they want to talk to you about just based on the...
You know, I am fortunate to say that no, it's always a surprise. Sometimes I get invited to shows because I worked on Boy Meets World and but then they're surprised. They look at my table and they say, wait, you were the voice of the... Oh wait, you did Hocus Pocus? Wait, you did this? Like, it's always a pleasant surprise. So I can't just nail down just one particular thing.
Mm. Now you've got some talented dancers in your family, Jason. How did you avoid getting involved in that?
Yeah, if you saw me perform, you could see it was very easy to avoid. My stepfather Miles Marsden founded the State Ballet of Rhode Island, and I sort of grew up around ballet and dance, and never had the talent that he did or his family did, but I really love being around it. It's a great wonderful art form.
And what's the best
voiceover is less punishing on the feet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. What's the best thing about coming to Maine?
The lobster. It's got to be the lobster for me.
Gotta get the lobster.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll make sure. There's plenty. I mean, that's the big difference this time, Mars, is, you know, us coming down to Portland, the options for restaurants and food options are insane down here.
Yeah, per capita, like, next to San Francisco, it's the biggest, like, food, you know, restaurant food area. And I know there's a nice little seafood restaurant boat on the harbor that we're gonna try to do a reservation for a bunch of us Friday night. So
we'll make sure you get that seafood fix.
I'm ready.
So one of the early bookings you got was the Munsters Today. I mean, you had not been doing acting for a whole long time before you got into that sort of regular series. And then you also started doing voiceover work at the same time. So where did you find, as a child actor, the time to get all of that in?
I just had a great agent and a manager to schedule everything for me. And then, you know, doing school on top of that, it's an adult industry. You're there to work, and my agent wanted to make sure I was working as much as possible and saturated me with enough opportunities. And yeah, Munsters came in. They got to work in the voiceover stuff, you know, during the off time, and we just made it happen.
I have to ask you about another friend of the show you worked with. What was it like working with Bruce Campbell on The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.?
Oh my gosh, that was great. I, of course, I'm a big Evil Dead fan, so it was a treat to work with him. My favorite story from that was, you know, it's, for those who are unfamiliar, it's a Western show. And there are horses to be ridden and involved. And one day of shooting, we arrive at this ranch at like 6 a.m. And the first scene we're supposed to do is Bruce Campbell's character rescues me and a friend and supposed to run out of the shack, jump on some horses and speed away. And the director says, hey, you know what? Let's just shoot it. And I said, hey, you know what? I've never been on a horse in my life. So he kind of like rolled his eyes. I got a quick run through. And it took two or three takes before they realized that they needed to get a stunt double instead, because I just kept jumping on, falling off. Horse wasn't running. It was great. I gave a lot of people a good laugh that morning.
See, another reason to do voice acting. No horses.
No horses involved. I am riding a horse right now. No one can tell. I've been trained ever since. Yeah.
It's incredible.
No pants.
With a laptop on his knee, it's amazing to see.
Do want to talk to you a little bit about a personal project of yours, the Mars Variety Show. I know you did it during the pandemic times lot online, sort of trying to give Nashville performers some outlets for their stuff during the pandemic. But it's continued on, and you do live versions of it out. You want to talk about the Mars Variety Show a little bit?
Yes, I do, Carrie. Thank you for asking. I remember we talked about that. You were so nice enough to ask me about that the first time I was in your fine city. Mars Variety Show is inspired by the classic variety shows of the 60s and 70s, and it gives me an opportunity to showcase the indie musicians and performers here in Nashville. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. And, you know, it's more than just country music. It's Music City. It's all kinds of music. And I'm surrounded by these guys and gals who just pour their guts out on stage on a daily basis. I'm like, man, more people need to know about you. I have a bit of a following, and maybe my fans will get a kick out of it. So during the pandemic, you know, we're all as creatives are stuck at home trying to figure out what to do. So I decided to do it as a YouTube show, which you can find on YouTube, Mars, just Google, just search Mars Variety Show. And you'll hopefully, if you stick with it, you'll see the seasons get a little bit better. And we're going to continue to do a fourth season and continue to do it live here in Nashville in the coming months.
That's fantastic. Well, this weekend down in Portland, they'll all be there. The main Comic and Toy Con getting underway on Friday at the Cross Insurance Arena. Jason, great to talk with you. Jay,
same.
Will, thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon. Have a great weekend. And people from Bangor, get your butts down to Portland.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank you.